your quick thing, don't perish, because I'm a Christian, so I know that you're outside.
What's your name, man?
Matthew.
Matthew, I'm James.
Good to meet you, James.
My brothers call me Tupos.
Tupos. So just give me a quick capsule of what you believe.
Well, you looked up don't perish.
I looked, so yes.
Saw us yesterday out at the, standing out at the Catholic Church. A little history. We traveled here and got here. We went out and street preached at the art fair. Did you happen to go to the art fair?
No, sir.
Okay, because there was a big art fair right there in town. Uh-huh. So a Saturday, we preached that. We were driving out, and my wife and I, we like to go out to Sunday places and stand out. And we saw the Catholic Church, and we said, maybe we'll come back to that. So we ended up coming back to the Catholic Church, and then we ended up going back out to the art fair again. So just that's a little bit of history. So you saw us stand out in front of the Catholic Church. So what do we believe? Well, we are followers of the Most High, Jesus Christ.
Right.
Okay. We believe in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
Right.
My wife was a lifelong Lutheran.
Okay.
I was mostly a pagan most of my life, but when I was, my family was kind of lukewarm Roman Catholic, but none of them kept it.
Right.
My brothers and sisters all went through their youth club and, or their youth program up until what they call confirmation.
Right.
And my brothers and sisters, I was the youngest, all reported back that it was full of hypocrisy, sin, wickedness, and really, two of them have died, but the rest of my brothers and sisters to this day hate God. You know why? Because of what they saw in the Catholic Church. Now,
right.
They're going to be judged for that. That's their fault. They're judging God. But those people stumbled them, made them, give them a terrible image of who God is, gave them sin and hypocrisy. But anyway, so I didn't never have any religious upbringing. I was a wicked pagan. I heard some semblance of the gospel when I was 18 in what you would call a Pentecostal church. So I heard who Jesus was. I heard his death, burial. So they had some semblance of the gospel, but all the craziness and the speaking in tongues and the worldliness, and I saw the hypocrisy, and I heard what Christ did, and my heart and my conscience were pricked, and I was never the same. But because of the hypocrisy of the pastor and the money grubbing and the worldliness, I went back to my vomit. I wasn't born again. I went back to my vomit for many, many years, and I bounced in and out of evangelical churches for a few years. My wife was a lifelong Lutheran. What, 15 years ago, I came to myself and I said, I'm tired of running. I've known about Christ since I was 18. I saw the hypocrisy of man-made religion. We bounced around. I bounced around. I decided to repent and throw my entire life into Christ, no matter the cost. Not just read the Bible, not just go to Sunday church, not just do what the culture does. I'm going to go into the Word of God, and I'm going to find out what it means, what it says, and I'm going to apply it to my life. Well, we did that, and that was 15 years ago. The very first person I ever witnessed to was my wife, and she repented. And 2 weeks later, we were both born again, looking at each other going, what do we do now? And I said, we're going in the Word. We got to go in the Word. And we went in the Word, and we have tested everything since then. And where it led us, I ended up losing my career, which I was good. I needed to. I was a salesman. She left her career. We ended up selling everything we own. We went into ministry, and this is our house now. We sold everything else we own. We sold all our properties. We fund ourselves. We don't take people's money. And what we do is we travel the country, and we preach Christ crucified, both at street fairs. We preach Christ crucified outside religious places. We witness one-on-one like this and wherever we go. And what we tell people is that you've got to come to faith in Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. He died to forgive us of our sin. He rose again to defeat death. But most people in America are believing on that Jesus, but they're not following him biblically.
Right.
They're keeping these cultural church systems. I call it cultural churchianity. And so the gospel is that belief in Christ is a faith that follows. It's an allegiance to. If you're ever in the military, I never was. But you know what's amazing thing about the military? You show up on day one. I was this close when I was 17 to joining the military. My dad wouldn't sign for me. He had to be 18. He said, no. And I said, I'm doing it, Dad. He said, no. He said, when you're 18, you do it on your own. I'm not doing it for you now. By the time I was 18, I was doing something else. I didn't do it. I'm really thankful my dad spared me from that. But anyway,
right.
When you sign up on day one in military, let me ask you a question. Do you just get to go, you know, I like the uniform. I don't really want the haircut. I'm not big into that saluting stuff. And I like to sleep till 9:30, 10, get up late. You know, you get to do that.
No.
You stand there. You salute, you put the uniform on, they cut your hair, they change your identity. Did you notice something? Most golf country clubs, what was your first name again?
Matthew.
Most golf country clubs have more rules than today's churchianity. And the reason I say that is, you gotta show up with a collared shirt to play golf. Today, the churches go, come as you are, any way you want. And that's not what the Bible teaches. By faith and allegiance to Christ, we come to repentance. Repentance is a changing of your mind and your ways. I gave you a little bit of my backstory to show you. I had to repent. I was a worldly, wicked, drunken, lying, fighting, fornicating man. Idolatrous. Loved hunting, fishing, and sports. I had to repent of all that. I also had to repent of everything that the church systems taught me. Easter's coming. Can you go to the Bible and show me the Easter holiday celebrated and Good Friday practiced by the saints in the New Testament?
No.
You know why? They didn't do it. It wasn't there. 900 years later, roughly when the Roman Catholic Church got established, they created Easter. They created Good Friday, their man-made holidays. Jesus said he'll be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Guess what? Can you get 72 hours from Friday night to Sunday morning?
No.
Is it a lie then?
If you base it upon, I mean, just literal time, just like that.
He said, sure. Jesus said there's 12 hours in a day. We know there's 12 hours in a night.
But it also talks in the New Testament, it talks about to the Lord a thousand, it talks That's about different. A thousand days to be a
so
year.
So you got to look at the context. The context of that is eternity. Jesus said, as Jonah was in the belly of the whale, how long was Jonah in the belly of the whale?
I don't know exactly.
Three days, three nights. Mm-hmm. So it's a lie. So anyway, so by faith, you have to repent, and you have to be willing to repent of your flesh. Whatever your flesh wants has to go. Pride, vanity, your hobbies.
So do you think, like,
can I finish the gospel?
Absolutely. I just have a question about something that you're saying.
Yeah, okay,
just,
go ahead.
Yeah, so like with Easter, yeah. So like, do you think that it is sinful for a Christian to practice Easter?
Just
to practice, the, you know, just the celebration of the Lord rising from the tomb? If they're not thinking about it from any kind of negative or pagan worship?
Yep. Since you brought it up, here's why. It's not even pagan worship. Forget the Easter bunny. Forget the eggs. I know a lot of Christians don't do that anymore. A lot of them still do. Mm-hmm. I mean, they literally have churches now. You believe this? They have non-denominational churches having helicopters come over. I get passionate about saying, watch out in the parking lot. I'm a street preacher. They have helicopters come over dropping eggs so kids can pick them up. Do you know what the eggs represent?
No, I don't.
Fertility. The old pagan gods of fertility. That's why the rabbit was lifted up. I used to raise rabbits. I used to be a homesteader. We used to live in an off-grid homestead in Wisconsin, then Missouri. The fertility gods. Do you know why some evangelical churches have sunrise services?
No, I don't.
They used to worship the sun. When the sun would come up, they'd worship it. So I do think it's sinful, and here's why. Even if you don't do any of those things, who makes days holy, God or man?
God makes days holy.
Did God make Easter a holy day, holiday?
Not necessarily.
So when you do it, you're practicing what's called strange fire.
Let me answer. Go ahead.
Have you read about the two guys in the Old Testament, the priest's sons who brought strange fire to the altar of God that God said don't bring?
No.
I think it's, what is it? I always stumble over their names. I think it's Nahab and Abinadu. Look them up. God turned them into charcoal briquettes. Why? Because God says, I want it done this way. You're doing it that way. I didn't ordain that. Kind of like if you're in the military and the commander says, make your bed this way, and you just throw it in a pile in a lump. You're going to be washing potatoes and in the brig until you get it right this way. Man says it this way, that's this much. When God says it, it's like this. So the reason, let me finish my answer to Easter. The reason it's wrong is God never ordained it. And it's absolutely glorious if you celebrate Christ's resurrection. But here's what you should do every day. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, proclaim his death. That's what I do in the street. I'm celebrating Christ's resurrection every day by how I live. My worship is my life. Not just going to a building, songs, some money in the plate. Now I can go out and watch football, do whatever.
I totally agree
so
with that.
Worship is your everyday life. So when you have a worship service, it's not of God. When you are attaching Christ to a pagan holiday that the Roman Catholics have ordained. So when you're worshiping God on that day, you're doing it with the Roman Catholics who are a pagan enemy system against God. They've murdered Christians. If you watch, go up to my street preaching videos or go to Facebook, you'll see the videos I preached. I warned them. They killed 50 million people in God's name. They're the richest organization in the world. You're not Roman Catholic, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm
They'd not. Killed 50 million people. Not that, doesn't matter if you were. I preached the same to everybody.
I mean, my issue for me with the Roman Catholic Church is just the, what I've always kind of had an issue with is the idea that you have to, you know, tell a priest,
yeah, right, exactly. I covered that yesterday. Yeah.
That's not biblical
so,
at all.
So by faith and allegiance to Christ, you must repent. And what I was saying was you got to come out of your flesh. Whatever your flesh wants has to go and align with God's word. Mm-hmm. You got to come out of the culture. The culture is made up of politics, sports, entertainment, movies. Everything the culture has created is Satan's kingdom.
I agree with a lot of what you're
saying. Okay, and so you got to come out of that to walk in God's kingdom. Mm-hmm. You can't be a child of both kingdoms. You
cannot.
One or the other. Yeah. So if you're not born again, following Christ and obeying all of his ways, you're in Satan's kingdom. A lot of people in the street try to tell me, well, I'm not wicked like those evil people. Well, I'm not where you guys are obeying everything. I'm in this like middle neutral kingdom zone. No such zone. You die in that one, you're lost. You must be in this one. So you have to repent, change your mind, change your ways. The Bible says in Acts 5, when someone repents and God sees a willing vessel, he gives the Holy Spirit to those who obey him. Mm-hmm. If your life, you don't have to tell me whether you think you're born again or not. It doesn't matter. I want you to ponder this. If your life has never gotten to the place where you said, I've done it my way. I've tried the culture's way. I've tried church way. None of this is right. I'm reading the scriptures. I'm convicted. All your way, God. No matter what. All your way. I will lose everything. I'll lose my wife, my girlfriend, my career, my job, my life. All your way. If your life has never hit that, you're not born again.
I agree with you.
Okay. So when God sees a willing vessel, you'd be born again. Now, the fruit that you're born again. I see tons of people in the streets that tell me, I go to church. And I really, tell me where, and they tell me where, and I say, well, that's not a biblical place, because there is no biblical church places. We'll get back to that. If you know of one, I challenge you to show it to me. We'll test it. We would go and unite to them and serve them if they were fully biblical. They don't exist. They're like Bigfoot. Everyone tells you they exist. Has anyone ever shown you one yet?
A Bigfoot?
Yeah. No, yeah. But everybody says, a lot of people say they exist. So the fruit that you're born again is holiness and obedience. Mm-hmm. That means everything you do in your life, the Holy Spirit. Did you know what else the Holy Spirit is called?
Let me just pause, ask you a question, because I'm going to forget if I don't ask you. So with every church that you say that there's no biblical church, do you think that there is any congregation that's not following the Lord earnestly in their heart, that is not searching their face, pondering his scriptures, living their life according to his will?
Yeah.
There are not Bible-believing Christians that still attend congregations that maybe you don't agree with, but there are not some congregations.
There you go. So now you just changed the argument.
No,
so
I'm
now,
asking a very
yeah,
simple
so
question.
Now you
yes
said,
or no? No, yes or no question is what I'm asking.
No.
Do you or do you
not? Change the argument.
No, let me just ask
I
you a question.
I said there's no fully biblical churches. Now you're saying, are there some places where they're trying, they're striving, and there's some people? I didn't say there wasn't
no,
some people
I'm
trying.
I'm just asking you a yes or no question.
It's not a yes or no answer because you changed the narrative. I said there's no fully biblical churches. You're saying,
no,
don't
I'm
you think there's some...
I'm asking a question about what you're saying, but this is where I personally, I feel where it gets argumentative because I feel we have a very common belief system.
Yeah, but you're not living it the way the Bible tells you to, are
How
you?
How could you make
What body do you belong to?
What body do I
yeah,
belong to?
What religious body do you gather
But let me
with?
Just put a pause on
and
it.
And you walked up to me, by the way. You're getting fleshly. You brought walked up to me.
I had a question about your belief system.
Right. And I was telling you the gospel, which is all my belief system.
But
and now you're
how...
saying, now you're getting fleshly, so
What's
I don't
fleshly?
Want any problems. I'm in a parking lot. You walked up to me.
I just was asking you
I'm
about...
making an audio, so you know.
That's fantastic.
Okay, good. So you know, I do this for safety. So if the manager
great.
Comes out and goes, are you accosting people? I go, sir, he walked up to me.
Sir.
Here's the thing. There is none.
The
if there is a biblical church, name it. Which one do you go to if it's biblical? Name it.
Okay. I will put the pause on the conversation.
Which,
you can continue to have your morning. But this
no,
is where
no,
I feel
like this. I like
no,
this.
I feel
which
like this
one
is where
biblical?
Gets to get an argument because
it,
I wasn't
I will argue and
at,
dispute with you because
sir,
which
I wasn't
one is biblical?
With you. I didn't,
which one's biblical?
I have a question that you have still yet to answer.
I did answer
my
it.
My question for
There's
you.
No biblical churches. There's some places where people are striving. But here's the thing. If you're striving, you'll come out of them. You'll come out of those false places.
But do you not feel that you are making a very strong judgment to say that there is not a single
I am
biblical...
To judge. Show me one, if I'm wrong. Show me a church that's fully biblical, that
well,
doesn't
I
keep
pray
Easter...
that the Lord has
Show
more
me one.
Grace for other
Show
people
me one.
Than you give
Grace
others.
Doesn't give you the ability to
and
live in sin.
And forgiveness.
Grace doesn't give you the ability to live in sin.
You're
Grace calls
right,
you out
but
of
it
sin.
Also doesn't call you to judge other people.
Actually, we're called to judge the body. 1 Corinthians 5 says judge. Matthew 18 says judge. 2 Thess 3 says judge. 2 Thess 3 says judge.
How much did Paul talk about in his letters in the New Testament how other church people were causing much strife in the early Christian church
right.
by causing different
And he
things.
Told them to repent and stop it.
Did
and
he say
the,
that any of the
put
congregations
the guy out in 1
were
Corinthians
wrong?
5?
Did he say that every congregation were no. not serving the
because
Lord
they
directly,
were they were by far much closer
so
than
did,
you guys are today.
Build, how did Peter build his church upon a rock to where it's now all
It's not
pieces.
Peter's church. It's Christ's church. It's
I
not
know,
Peter's
but you're
church.
Saying to now there is no church.
Those bodies were so much closer to the biblical truth than Christianity
God
today.
God bless you, brother. I don't want to argue with you.
Than
I
Christianity
believe a lot of
today.
Same, I just
By
think
faith,
that
you have
judgment.
To repent. You have to be
I think
born
your
again.
Judgment
you
your,
have to be, I am judging.
I know. It's
I
your judgment.
Jesus.
And
go
your
read. Go read Revelation 2 and 3.
That's why you're not.
Go read Revelation 2 and 3. Jesus judged them.
God bless you, brother.
Jesus judged them.
God bless you, man.
Unless you turn from your sin, you're going to lose your soul.
You're absolutely right.
Repent. I love you.
Every day of our lives.
Our website lays it all out for you. God be praised.